This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, ruchem avam. We're continuing in the Daf HaShavua, learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah said on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, two cases. An almana whose Ksuba was 200, and she sold property that was worth 200 for 100 zuz. So in that case, halacha is, she accepted her Ksuba. Ultimately, we're going to say, because she basically, she sold, she got 200 zuz. So she got 200 zuz, she got her ksuba. She basically ripped off the buyer, and she got 200 zuz. So she's makabla her ksuba. The next case is, she sold a field of 200 zuz for 100 zuz. We also say niskabla ksubasa. So Gemara asks, Maishna shava masai memaneh. Why is it that if she sells a field of 200 for 100, the Amri La, we say to her, look, ad afsadis, you caused the loss, you sold it for too little, so therefore, you accepted your ksuva, meaning what's the lumdus over here? The lumdus is that when the land was evaluated, so then it was evaluated at 200. So it's like she got 200. What she did afterwards, who cares? That's her problem. So then in that case, shava mana b'masayim nami. If it was evaluated at 100 and she sold it for 200, tema, she should say ana arachna. I gained. Meaning, we should say that when it was evaluated at 100, so she got 100. So the fact that she was able to sell it for 200. Why don't we look at it like she was selling, this was her profit. In other words, if the lumdus of why a field of 100, a field of 200 that was evaluated, that was sold at 100, we say you got your ksuba because that's what it was evaluated at. So why don't we say conversely when it was evaluated at 100? Amram Nachan, Amram Rav Avua. Rav Nachan said, "Name Rav Avua, Kan Shana Rebbe." Regarding this Mishnah, Rebbe taught Hakol LeBalamais that when you send a shliach to do a transaction for you, and now their extra money is made, who does it go to? In other words, when you send a shliach and you ask the shliach to take care of a transaction for you, and now there's more money than expected, who gets that money? So regarding this mishnah, Rebbe taught everything goes to the original owner of the money. Rashi says, "Hashliach shlucha l'shuk l'schar v'lokach bezol." You send him to the marketplace for business, and he bought cheaply. Everything goes to the owner of the money, and the shliach cannot say, "I profited." That's regarding this Mishnah. Rebbe taught that halacha. Okay, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hoisifu le'achas yisera. If let's say you sent a shliach to buy merchandise, and the person who sold it to him added for him, hoisifu le'achas yisera, he added to him one extra. Hakol shliach. Everything goes to the shliach. So, if you send the shliach and the moicher added something, then the shliach gets it. Div Rabbi Huda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Huda. What does that mean? Rabbi Huda holds that we assume it was given to the shliach. Rabbi Yosi says chalkin. They divide it, meaning the bal hamois and the shliach divide the extra between the two. The Gemara asked what time we learned in Brisa. We learned in Brisa that everything goes to the owner of the original money, meaning the person who sent the shliach. So how could Rabbi Yossi say that they divide it? So the Gemara reconciles it. Amar Rav Racham leKasha, Kan b'davar sheyesh leKitzva, Kan b'davar shein leKitzva. Here we're talking about, when do you divide it? That's something that has a set price. If there's a set price, that's set at a certain amount. In other words, let's say the seller sold it at a set price and then added something extra. We don't know who it's supposed to go to, so they divide it. But when Rabbi Yossi holds that it belongs to the Baal HaMois, that's talking about that something that doesn't have a set price. In other words, the guy sent the shliach to buy something, and this item is ordinarily have any kitzbah. So now, what happened? The moicher decides to sell it for less. So do we say he wants to give a matana? You see, if he wants to give a matana, we don't know who he wants to give the matana for. But if we, in this case, we don't assume he wanted to give a matana. We just say he wanted to sell it for cheap. So he wanted to sell it for cheap. Well, he's selling it to a buyer. He's not selling it to a shlich. In other words, when he wants to give a matana, we don't know who he wants to give the gift to. When he wants to sell it for cheap, so then he wants the moicher to benefit. Amar Papa, Rav Papa said, Hilchasa, the halacha is, like we just said, Davar Sheyesh LeKitzvah Chalkin, Davar Sheyesh LeKitzvah Hakol LeBaal HaMois. Something that has a set price, they divide. Something that doesn't have a set price goes to the owner. Frak Digmar, my Kamash Nalan, what's the Chiddush? Of course, that's a halacha. We always pass on like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi. Says Gemara, Shinuya Deshanina Shinuyahu. The chiddush is that the answer that we just gave is a legitimate answer. Iboiluhu. We have the following question. Amar lei. Somebody says to a shliach, Zaben li lischa. Sell me a lesach. A lesach is chatzi kor. Vaz of zaben li kaira. And the shliach went and he sold him a complete kor. Mai, what's alacha? Moisev al dvarvu. Is he adding to what the Meicher told to him? So he didn't have a right to do that, but regarding the half of a kor, the Lischa Mi'al Kani, and the buyer, therefore, is kind of half, because the Shliach, in selling half of it, at least was doing his what he was supposed to do. Idima Mavral Dvarvu, or do we look at the Shliach as just violating what the moicher was telling him to do, and therefore the buyer is not kind of less. In other words, do we divide it in half and say, look, he was given a job to sell a lesach, so he decided to sell a lesach plus another lesach, or do we say no, he's doing his own thing, you know, he has his own agenda here, and he's just violating what the Baal wanted. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov and Har Pakim Shmei the Ravina. Rabbi Yaakov from Har Pakim said, "In the name of Ravina, Tashma, come in here." Amar Balabais l'shulchayiv. If a Balabais says to his agent, "Tain lohem chaticha l'archid," do me a favor, give the guests a piece of meat. Vu aymer tzlushdayim. The shliach says, "Take two." The hay not lushalash. And the Archim take three. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that that when it comes to Me'ila, somebody who misappropriates Hekdesh is Chayiv in Me'ila if they do it inadvertently, if they didn't know it was Hekdesh. So now let's think. If the Balabayis didn't know it was Hekdesh, the Shliach didn't know it was Hekdesh, and the Archim didn't know it was Hekdesh, the halacha seems to be they're all Maya. Now, the problem though is, the Shliach is not doing what the Balabais asked. In that case, if he's not acting on behalf of the Balabais, so the Balabais is not Maya, because both piece 1 and piece 2, the Balabais doesn't have anything to do with piece 1. The Balabais told the Shliach, tell him to eat piece 1. But now when the Shliach is giving them two pieces, so he's not acting on behalf of the Balabais. So regarding both pieces, the Shliach should be Moyal. But why do we consider it like the Balabais is Moyal on piece 1? Must be that regarding piece 1, the Shliach is acting on behalf of the Balabais. If we view a Shliach who does more than the Balabais asks, And therefore, he's just adding to a mishamachi balabayis mal. Because of this, balabayis is oivra me'ila, eli amr mavra al dvarav havi. But if you say the shliach is just violating his words, balabayis maimo, why is balabayis mal? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, hashliach she'asr shlichusai, a shliach who does his shlichus, balabayis mal. If the shliach is not doing something that the balabayis told him to do, shliach mal, the shliach is mal. So, what we have over here, friends, is this clearly indicates that the shliach is considered doing what the balabayis asked him, at least regarding the first thing, yeah? At least regarding the first piece. This is a raya, moisif al devarav, not mevat al devarav. Says the Gemara, hachamayaskinon, here, you know what we're talking about? The Amar Luhu, where the shliach told the orchim, telu achas midato yishol balabayis. The first piece take on account of what the balabayis said, v'achas midati, and one I'm telling you to take. So he himself, I think, the way I understand this, he himself is splitting up what he's telling the Archim. He's saying, the first piece, I'm telling you to take because this is what the Balabai has told me. And I'm personally telling you that regarding the second piece, to do it. V'shaklu inotos, and they took three. So in this case, in a chanami, it would be effective. Okay, Tashma, come in here. Haysak subasamana. If the ksuba was 100, let's say she had a ksuba of 100. Umachra shava mana v'dina b'mana. Okay, this is also the case in the Mishnah. Remember this case? She had a ksuba of 100, and she sold land of 101 dinar for 100. Here's the zach. She had no right to do that. How does she have a right to sell land worth 101? She's only owed 100. She can't sell land worth 101. Besides the fact that she got ripped off because she only sold it for 100, she had no right to sell land worth 101 because her ksuba was only worth 100. So in this case, she sold land 101 for 100. Machrabata, the sale is null. It's null and void. It says Gemara, my lav de zavin shava mana v'dinar b'mana v'dinar. Are we not talking about where she sold land that's 101 dinar for 101? What does that mean? Meaning she didn't undersell. The Mishnah says she sold 101 for 100. Umay b'mana. What does the Mishnah mean that she sold it for 100? Mana shala. It means she sold it in order to be able to collect what is owed to her, which is 100. The Mishnah says it's null and void even if she returns the dinar. What do you mean, even if she returns the dinar? She is returning the dinar. She sold it for 101. Umaya filu. What does it mean that even if she returns the dinar? Of course she's returning the dinar. She got 101 for it. Says the Mishnah, says Gemara. Afilu, what it means is afilu hi oimeres achzeres hadinar liyoshim bedinar mikarkai. Even if she says, not that she's going to return the 101st dinar, she's saying, I'm going to return a shtick land, because she had no right to sell 101 a land worth 101 dinar, even if she says, not that she's going to return the extra dinar, she's going to return a dinar's worth of land. So think about what she did, ukatani, and it says, machrabatel, the sell is void. So we see that when a shliach sells more than he's allowed to sell, it's mavra al datai. To which the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nasan loy b'da oizal." It's not that she sold 101 a piece of land worth 101 for 101, because in that case, that would be moisif al dvarav, and that would be effective, provided that she returns the extra shtick of land. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about b'da oizal. We're talking about where she got less than the value of what it's worth. So the mecher is batel because she completely went against what was expected of her. Namely, she sold land of 101 for 100. Now, why is this worse? Because she made a mistake and she sold 100 worth, 101 worth for 100. So this is not just going above and beyond what she was allowed to do, but she's hurting the guy. She's hurting the person. If she just does more than she was expected to do, so then we could say, okay, so rectify it. But here, she undersold it. She undersold it, that's for sure null and void. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here. Thank you for bearing in. Have an easy tainus and feel good. Good night. Thank you for joining. Appreciate it. Kol tov. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so next week, 1 second. We'll figure it out.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.